It's mavur in our sugya, a chiddush. And this is a shas chiddush. And that is, although a cher, a shayit, a katan are not b'nei das, but at the same time, begad olayim et al gabav, they are treated as if they are b'nei das. Our sugya is discussing ksivas haget. We mentioned earlier the first parak in Masechet Chulin regarding shchita. Tosfos stells to this inyan to other areas in shas as well, most notably chalitza. The Gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis says that a katan and a ktana are excluded from the parasha of chalitza, and the Gemara brings a pasuk. It says ish regarding the man's role in chalitza, and it says isha regarding the woman's role in chalitza. Ish is memayda katan, and isha is memayda ktana. And Tosfos asks a kasha that why do you need psukim to be memayet ktanim and ktana? It's from chalitza. Typically, the Gemara says that chalitza requires achi yischav nushneim. Both the chayletz and the chalutza, they both have to have das. So if they have to have das, a cheresh shoyt of a katan are anyways excluded from das. So why do I need a pasuk made a katan? Typically, a katan is anyways not a bar das. Zok toisvis lefid this sugya, the teretz is meyushiv, because although it's true a katan can have das, but begad olam adagab of a katan can have das, and being that a katan can have das, begad olam adagab of, so zok toisvis, therefore I need a pasuk, because chalitza takes place in Bezdin. Bezdin means, by definition, there's always going to be a God alive with Agabov. So on a pasuk, without a technical issue of the fact that the Katan and the Ketana are not Ish v'Isha, you would have thought that they do have the ability to have das. But Tosfos follows that up with a Grace Akasha. Tosfos' Grace Akasha is that there's a Mefurish HaTosefta that says that a Shoita is not a Bar Chalitza. Great Tosfos, why is a Shoita not a Bar Chalitza? A Shoita could have... A shaita is a gadol, right? So there's no problem of ish ve'isha. The Gemara says that a cheresh and a charesh are also excluded from chalitza because they can't talk. They're in a ba'amra va'amra. A shaita doesn't have that problem. And begadol lema da'gabav, a shaita can have das. So Freik Tosfos, then why is it that a shaita is not a bar chalitza? L'chayra, a shaita should be able to be a bar chalitza, although he can't have das. Begadol lema da'gabav. And Tosfos says, we spoke this out very recently, a very, very cryptic teretz. Tosfos says that although it's true that a shaita is a bar chalitza, a shoita can have das, but at the same time, being that if a shoita is going to do chalitza, it's not going to be minker and milsa, that he's really doing what he's supposed to do with the proper das, therefore it's not going to work. In other words, gadol emet agabav only works where there's some hecker that as a result of the gadol emet agabav, this cheresh shoita v'katan is doing the proper thing. So as it relates to ksivas haget, for example, ksivas haget, you're doing a lot. You're writing a get with the name of a man and a woman and the city and the zman. There's a lot taking place. So although this person that's writing is not a bar das, but begadol emet agabav, betziruf, the hecker of the maisa that's happening, there we look at this as a milsa d'chshivas, and as a result, it's going to work. But as it relates to chalitza, being that the man, let's say the shoita, is not really doing much, so therefore there's no hecker that he really chaps what's flying, even though there's a god olema d'agabav, and it's for that reason, even when there's a god olema d'agabav, it's not going to be okay. Now, Tosfos just finished saying that as it relates to katan and ktana and cheresh v'charesh, also over there, god olema d'agabav would work, so you have to start splitting gears. You have to be mechalik between the lav bar das of the cheresh and the katan versus the la bar das of the shoita. The cheresh and the katan, god olam l'agabav, is going to work as it relates to chalitza. But the la bar das of the shoita, there it's not going to work regarding chalitza, being that it's loy minker and milsa. But al kapanim, that's Tosfos' teretz to this kasha. That if cheresh, shoita, and katan are considered bnei das, but god olam l'agabav can mavur and gitin dafchav gimel amad alav, so why is it that a shoita cannot do chalitza? Katan and ktana, we have mutant for that. Cheresh and chareshes, we have mutant for that. We have no mir for shaita. So l'chayr, if that's the case, then apnei das, actually ischav dushneim. But what about gadol emet agabav? So Tosfos had to come on, and Tosfos had to say a teretz. Then this is another very, very big teretz to this kasha. And that is a Rashba. The Rashba is a Masechtas Chulin, Taf Yudeis Amud Aleph. And the Rashba over there says as follows. V'rabbeinu harav zal tiretz. This kasha, why is it that a shaita can't do chalitza begadol emet agabav? Said the Rashba, the chol davar she'efshel la'soisei al yudei shliach. Anything that a person can do al yudei shliach, havi amida al gabav, then if there's a god olam al gabav, it works because kavanas ha'oiso is going to shtel tzu to the god olam al gabav, midin shlichos. Avol davar sheyev shalat soisei al yedei shliach. But anything that you can't do al yedei shliach, afam midas ben das al gabav. Even if you're gonna have a gadol leibad al gabav, loy ma'ilav loy ma'irida b'makim shetzarech kavana. Said the Rashba Grossi aside, and that is that the only time God Al Gabav works is if this is a parasha where Shlichas works. But if this is a parasha where Shlichas is not going to work, then over there God Al Gabav is not going to work. As if to say, God Al Gabav works within Shlichas. That's how it works. The longest of it is Shlichas. So if it's shayach to do this al yedei shlichos, so then you can do it al yedei God alay mit al gabav. But if you can't do this al yedei shlichos, it's not going to work. It says the Rashba v'hilka chalitza sheyef shalas oisle al yedei shliach chalitza, which you can't do al yedei shliach loy mahanya amidas bezdin al gabav. So even though there's a bezdin there and bezdin is a God alay mit al gabav, it's not going to work. The hainu taima. This is the reason the shoyta shenechlatz shechalitza soy psula avol get sheef shalim noy shliach leksivas aget.
Then he talks about shchita v'chul v'chul. This Rashba is a very, 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 very important Maror Makim.
But the bottom line is, state on the Rashba, you saw it in God alayim adagabav. God alayim adagabav works within shlichos. So yes, so when you're learning getting daf chav gimel, and we know ksivas aget, you could do all your day shliach. So there's a parsha of God alayim adagabav. But when you're learning chalitza, chalitza, and you can't do all your day shliach, and because you can't do chalitza all your day shliach, there it's not going to work. If this Rashba sounds familiar, we spoke a lot about this Rashba when we went through the part 2 of Chalitza Al Yedei Shliach, the Sefer of Bechachma from Rav Yehuda Lovitch. And Rav Yehuda Lovitch, in fact, very much based his tremendous, tremendous kula on this Rashba, a diuk in this Rashba. This Rashba, Shrine Chalitza, doesn't work Al Yedei Shliach. But he had a very, very chashev diuk in this Rashba. But the bottom line is that this is not learning Chalitza Yedei Shliach, we're learning God Olayim Adagaba, but this Rashba is very much, if we were learning Be'in today, we'd spend a lot of time on this Rashba, very, very Vichtiger Rashba. Now, we spoke about this Tosfos just recently, it's just kedai to speak of that again, because it sounds like from Tosfos, for sure, that there's an Inyan that God Olayim Adagaba works really for a lot of things, right? Tosfos expanded God Olayim Adagaba from Ksivas Aget, Shchita Schulen, to even Chalitza. Chalitza is like an ishus digger chalois that's taking place. And the emes is, could a cheresh shoyt of a katan then maybe get married if there's a god olayim adagabav? Could a cheresh shoyt of a katan, let's say a shoyta, who became a shoyta after he was already married, could he now divorce his wife if there's a god olayim adagabav? The short answer is, of course not. Who can even entertain such a tzad? It sounds like there would be way too many kashas. Stating that, the Noid of Yehuda, and this was in his fiery tshuvas that he wrote regarding the Kli V'Get, he held, based on this sugya right here, and this Tosfos, and Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechtas Shumas, again, we just spoke about this very recently, that could be a chere shoyta v'katan, specifically a shoyta, in his noise, would be able to divorce his wife as long as there's a God Olayim Adagaba. And if it works for Ksivas Aged, and if it works for Shchita, and if it works for Chalitza, why would you think that it wouldn't work for Gerushin? And if that's the case, it would work for maybe Kedushin as well. We spoke out to Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva said, Yishtaka Hadavar, V'lo Yiyomer. And he said, even though Noibida said it, you can't even use it as a sniff lahakal. He said it 5 times in his Tshuva. Mavish, there's no way you could be Soymech on this Noibida, but Al-Kopanim, the Pashtus is you can't. And really, the Avoida then becomes, why not? And then you have to say Lombis. Chalitza is a Chalais Atayra, Gerushin and Kedushin, the person himself is the one that's making the Chalais. Prime and Seif and Al-Chasiv of Chalitza, Vadvar Matikin, One other thing that I think we should mention is that Tosfos asks a gevaldige kasha. Tosfos says that we're discussing whether a cheresh shoyta v'katan could write a get. And the Mishnah says they could. Afilu cheresh shoyta v'katan. Okay, so the question is that they can't be mechavim l'shma, so you have 3 mechavim in the Gemara. Right, Tosfos, I have a different problem. Who has to write the get? The husband has to write the get. V'kosav lo sefer krisus v'nasim b'yada. The person that's going to be the v'nasim b'yada, he's the person that has to be the v'kosav lo. So freik tois akasha, if that's the case, so how could a cheresh shoyt v'katan write a get, l'cheri den napenei shlichos? Den napenei shlichos, so their stamas are excluded from ksivas aget. They could have lishma, they can't have lishma. Let's say there was no din that ksivas aget has to be lishma. There's no din that ksivas aget has to be lishma. Fine, but there's a din ksivas aget. And if there's a din ksivas aget, then l'chayra, the husband's the one that has to do it. And if they're not bnei shlichas, it shouldn't be shaykh. And Tosfos says one line, another line that's marish shalomis. V'yesh loymar, d'loy be'inon shlichas b'ksiva. Ksivas aget,
inherently doesn't require shlichus. The v'kasav lava balkoi ela soifer. When it says in the Torah v'kasav la sefer krisos, Torah is not talking about the husband. The nosan, yeah, that's talking about the husband. But the v'kasav and the nosan is not the same person. V'kasav means somebody, the soifer, whatever, whoever's qualified, anyone could do it. But there's no din that the husband has to do it. If there's no din that the husband has to do it, so then there's no parasha needed for shlichus. Torah just says, let it get done. Chershayt of cotton could write, so there's no reason they should be able to do it. If the husband had to do it, I hear. So now ready has to be a man of shliach if someone's going to do it for him. Chershayt of cotton and not shlichos. But Taisma says that really, when it says v'kasav, it doesn't mean the husband. A lot of Rishonim are chaylik on Taisvis. Obviously, you have to answer Taisvis kasha. Again, no raid, but just some of the inyonim over here that we're not talking about.